Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 October 2022. We're glad you're with us today, and I do sincerely mean that. I really do. We were going to have Summer Dre on tonight with Superior Mountain Herb, but she's not answering her phone, and I do not know why. But hopefully she'll maybe call in a second. We let them Todd lets the number for her to call. But nonetheless, if she doesn't, then I want you all to be part of the program. I want your opinion on different topics tonight, folks. And I do mean that. I want to hear your ideas and opinions on what's happening in the world today. I mean, I can go through a bunch of stories, and I'll cover a few stories here, no doubt. But I want to hear from you all because I respect the listeners of this broadcast. Not because they listen to me necessarily, but because of the intelligence these people, you all have shown me over the years. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to hear your opinion on different issues. Any issue you want, we'll kind of make an open line night, okay? And if you're a new caller, if you call and have been a new caller, you want to express your opinion on something, let Todd know you're a new caller. He'll put you to the front of the line. How's that? New callers go to the front of the line. We want to encourage new people to call us because we love to hear from you. We want to know you're out there. Folks, this coming March, not that far away, will be 30 years since I've done the first radio broadcast. 30 years is a long time on the radio. It truly is. And I have to say that the Father's blessed me to keep me on the air that long, and I hope it's been a blessing you all. But open line tonight, open mic, so to speak, on your opinions and first-time caller to the front of the line. Before I forget, I will mention we're going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing. It starts at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. You can watch us if you want to on live stream by going to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Click on live stream. There we are, 10:30 a.m. If you don't have a computer, you can always call us on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. We want you to join us. We sincerely mean that. We want you to be there and come in and join us. We love all those, appreciate all those who get the DVDs after the fact. Nonetheless, we want to hear from you. We want to know you're out there listening tonight and maybe this coming Saturday. I know y'all have opinions. I know you talk about different things every day to your friends and family. Some listen, some don't. But we want to hear from you tonight. I do mean that. And, of course, we're still offering the book, Why I'm a Sabbath-Keeping Christian, folks. That's a good book. It's an excellent book. And I would like to thank everybody out there. I have people that maybe ask them that question. Now, if you don't know yourself, if you want to know why I keep the Sabbath as a Christian, no, I'm not Jewish. No, I'm not trying to live under the law. Matter of fact, the Sabbath was given a long time before the law was ever brought out. But if you want to have the answer to that, this little book for $7.50 delivered will give you the reasons why. It's about 60 pages long. Why I'm a Sabbath-keeping Christian is available if you want it. I like to get it so you teach others, maybe show them the truth and some things. And, of course, water filters are still on special. We'll be through in the month. Jane McKinney water filters will work in any Berkey stainless steel system. And, folks, I have to tell you now, the filters are superior to Berkey's. And I sold Berkey's for many, 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 many years. I don't say that lightly, but I tell the truth. It's a better product than the Berkey filters, and that's just all there is to it. And they're available, which most Berkey filters are not now, so they're available. If you want it, we'd love for you to get it. We'd love to help you with a can, 10% off while they last. So please remember that also. And the grab bag, people still want the grab bag. I thought maybe people weren't interested, but they are. We're offering 25 CDs and or DVDs. Mixed bag. May get a couple of the same, I don't know. Along with a couple of books, folks, we have available here. We'll throw in, I guess, called potluck. For $25, we'll ship you 25 DVDs and or CDs, and a couple books along with it. We want you to have them because we want you to join us and be part of the family. I think you'll find the teachings still relevant, even though maybe they're a little bit older. They're still relevant. I think you'd be tickled with them, and you always share them with your friends and family. We're trying to do our best, folks, to get them out to you. I mean, 25 DVDs or CDs. And two books, $25, that's less than a dollar a piece, and that's free shipping. So there you go. And again, the phone lines are open right now at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We're going to discuss a couple of things I talked about today on Melody's broadcast. But I want to share with you a speech that Vladimir Putin made just a few days ago concerning the West and basically the United States. And, you know, I grew up in a time, I was born long before most of y'all were, in 1948. I grew up in the 50s, went to school in the 50s and the early 60s. Back when we still had Pledge of Allegiance and prayer in the school and Bible reading in the school. I actually had a Bible class in school. I took the Bible class. We actually had a class in Bible. Mr. Woodyard taught it. I remember, I never forget her. Nice lady and a good teacher. But nonetheless, I grew up in a time when America could do no wrong. We were taught the pledge. We were taught that America is always right, with the greatest nation on the face of the earth. And folks, I'm not saying we weren't a great nation. We were, at least in the 50s. It started fading away very quickly in the 60s, and from there on up, really rapidly started fading away. To the point today that what Putin said about us is true. And, you know, I fought for many years thinking that the U.S. was the best in the world and always would be the best. I volunteered during the Vietnam era. I did. My dad was a World War II veteran, wounded, prisoner of war. He wore the uniform. He didn't disgrace it at all. And that some year before he died, he realized he was conned into World War II, as millions of others were. And after I got studying history long enough and understanding enough about past history and actual facts behind every war we were involved in, we were suckered in every one of them, including the Vietnam police action. And after I got home, things really changed rapidly, folks. I got married in 1971. Yeah, 51 years ago, this coming, no, next month, actually. 1971. And I've watched things in our country deteriorate beyond belief. To this, what Putin said here fits today. Putin declares holy war on Western Satanism, invokes Jesus. That's right. Putin declares holy war on Western Satanism. They, the West, are moving toward open Satanism, he said in a speech broadcast to millions online. Western elites are teaching sexual deviation to children who change their gender, he said. We're fighting for historical Russia to protect our children and the grandchildren from this experiment to change their souls. Boy's right on there. I'm going to read that again. We're fighting for historical Russia to protect our children and grandchildren from this experiment to change their souls. Putin invoked Jesus by name to bear witness to his truth and portrayed himself in messianic terms. I believe in the spiritual power of the Russian people, and my spirit is its spirit. The suffering of the people is my suffering, he said. The destruction of the West hegemony is irreversible, Putin added, as he neared the climax of his oration. Putin also blamed Anglo-Saxons, referring to UK and US, for blowing up two Russian gas pipelines during this week, a potential caucus battle with NATO. So I have no doubt we played a part in that. No doubt. Most people don't realize that Germany was talking behind the scenes with Russia to make a secret deal so they get natural gas shipped. Yeah, they were talking about it. Then the pipeline got blew up. Interesting, to say the least. But folks, we're seeing chaos worldwide. Again, lines open. Now, if you want to call, I'd love to hear from you. Your opinion matters to me. Your family, you really are. And if you're the first-time caller, tell Todd, hey, I'm a first-time caller. You will go to the front of the line. So don't be afraid to call, please. We want to hear from you because we care for you. You all are part of the family, and I do mean that. So we'll take a phone call right now. Let's go to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, welcome. Come on in.
Yeah, I just have a couple questions for you, and I'll clarify. I'm going to be sending you. I will be sending you some money next week for sure. A donation.
Okay. Thank you.
And books, I'm going to be sending you all the verses on the Second Amendment. There's 59 verses, friend, in the Bible that clarify the Second Amendment. I will send them to you in a week to 10 days. I have a few more things to say. In Vietnam, friend, God protected you, but 70,000 Americans, brother, died there. You know that, right?
Oh, I do know that. I do, yes.
That's sad, friend. And I have people that I meet that are wearing their Vietnam veterans hat, and they say, it said in their cap, proud Vietnam veteran. Yes. No, friends. Nothing to be proud of, I tell you. And most people that see that, they do agree with me because, you know, my dad was in World War II, friend, where 70,000 people died. And I wouldn't be alive, but the God protected my dad. Unbelievable.
Yes, absolutely, it is. It truly is. It is, Dino. But, you know, back when I was a teenager and I went into... volunteered to go in 1967.
Sure.
I really believed America. I believed America was perfect. I thought America was perfect, and everything we done was right. I had no idea.
That the same year that I heard about it, about 1967. I got one more two more things to say. How are Lisa, Marcia, and Crystal doing these days?
Well, Lisa's doing fine, I suppose. Marcia's still. Can't walk very well. She's going to go see a doctor soon to see what's going on with that. She still can't walk. We're trying to get her started on some shots for the problem she has with osteoporosis. Yeah, we can't afford them right now. They want $1,600 out of our pocket every month. And I don't have that kind of money, so we're trying to find somebody to get the shots for her. And
you mean
Crystal,
in a wheelchair?
Yeah, she's in a wheelchair. Yes.
Oh, that's sad. My mom is 90, almost 93, but she can walk pretty good, but she got to use two canes.
Yeah.
And how's Crystal?
Crystal's doing fine. Crystal's doing fine. Her daddy, of course, his nurse got sick, and that's why Crystal can't work on Thursdays because she's taking care of daddy. She's taking care of him from 9 in the morning to 7 in the evening every day. So that's why she's not here.
I have two friends that are taking care of other people. It's just called home care. And I have one more comment, Butch. Revelation 16:16. You know the verse, right?
Okay, read it to us. What is it?
No, that's Armageddon, friend.
Okay.
Armageddon is World War III. Revelation 16:16. Yeah. John wrote that almost 2,000 years ago, people, and it's coming to pass real soon. You know that, Butch.
Payday for this world, but especially for America, is imminent. It's imminent.
You're right. America, Great Britain, Germany, Israel, and the United States. Those are the countries that are mentioned in the Bible, folks, in Daniel, Zechariah, and Revelation. It doesn't mean we're special, nope.
No. America one time was special, but she turned into Babylon.
You're right. Wow, you've done your research. That's in the book of Jeremiah, about 40 or 50 times in the last two, from verse 49 to 51.
I agree.
Good. Well, it's amazing. Yep. Babylon. Yep. Yeah. I hope we can get some more callers there, friend.
Well, we'll get some more, I'm sure. And thanks for being there, Dino. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're a good friend. I think he's going. Okay, thanks for calling, Dino. What a good call. Sweet guy, really. Dino's a good fella. He's easy to talk to and just humble as can be. Let's go next to Art in PA. Art, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Brother Butch, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, just hanging in there as always. Hey, there's two points I wanted to make. I think they need to be made a little more often. I'm not hearing them. I'm kind of surprised I'm not. The world goes into absolute chaos with this whole Ukraine situation. You know, it starts to appear, this is a scenario, it starts to appear like nuclear war is inevitable, that it can't be avoided. What a perfect time for a certain world leader prophesied in the Bible and his flunky to come onto the scene.
Absolutely. Well, when the world economy collapses, and it already is collapsing, it's in the process of collapsing already, he will be there to save the day, so to speak. That's prophesied in Daniel 8:25 on down. That's what's prophesied for. He will cause people to prosper again. And that's, what can I say? It is what it is. You're right. It's imminent. And I think that one day before too long, I'm not going to set dates, of course, he'll come on the scene to save us, because he'll be the one that has all the answers.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I think it'd be very wise and prudent to at least start talking, maybe it's long overdue, about Geiger counters. Now, I have a source here. I can list a source of a place in California that I've been in contact with. Many years ago, somebody was on the shortwave talking about a very simple, easy, inexpensive version of a Geiger counter. That might be something for Jim McKinney or someone of that mindset. I know it can be done. This was just a long, long time ago, and I don't remember the hows and whys about it. If it's okay with you, I can give the people a source of a warehouse.
Sure.
And okay, this is somebody, a company I've dealt with many, many years ago. I talked to the guy not too long ago. It's Major Surplus and Survival. I'm sure some of your listeners recognize the name. The number is 310-324-8855. That's 310-324-8855. The guy says he has, at that time, he had about 30 of them in stock. They're a little bit bigger than a pack of cigarettes, and they're $199 for what it's worth.
The name of the company again is what now?
Major Surplus and Survival.
Okay. Folks, you got that. Look it up. I guess that's probably the website, too, isn't it?
I would imagine, yes.
Okay. All right. Good call, folks. Check it out. And the number again is, give them one more time.
310-324-8855. Oh, and don't expect a printed catalog to come. He said that he will not have a printed catalog available until after Christmas.
Oh, okay. All right. Anything can happen between now and then. But okay, good call. Thank you, Art. Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome, and may God bless.
Thank you, my friend. I mean, appreciate it. I really do. We're just blessed to have people out there like Art and Dino, and we're going to take, I think, a new caller. We're going to talk to Bon, and I forget, Bon is from Ohio. Bon, come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch. You're doing a wonderful job. I admire you. About 30 or 40 years ago, I read Gary Call's book, En Route to Global Occupation, And I listened to him a few months ago on YouTube, and he said everything he wrote in that book is coming to pass right now today.
Absolutely.
And I got a DVD from the bookstore. She went online and got it. I think the name of the DVD is The Shot, Eugenics, and Depopulation. And the video told how the vaccine from the very beginning was to depopulate, and these wars are for to depopulate, and it's the big people, the big elite people that are behind all this. And years ago, I listened to Radio Liberty, Dr. Stan Monteith.
He had
Jerome Corsi on his program, and Jerome said that Hitler did not die. He went to South America.
That's true. That's true.
Shiploads of Nazis went to South America, and they brought them over here and put them in good jobs and started Nassau. They started Nassau. It was Operation Paperclip.
Yes, that's right.
And they took Jerome Corsi to court, and I don't know update on that, but I think he lost most of his money for writing that book, Hunting Hitler. And it was Ford Motor, IBM, and the Bushes, the Rockefellers, they all supported Hitler, according to this book. And, you know, we've been took over from the beginning. And if you study Genesis 6, this is all it's about. It's to change our DNA. And I think the fallen angels are in charge right now. And I think Biden might be a Nephilim.
Well, you know, I don't know about that, but I do know that you're right. The demons, the devils, if you want to call them, are in charge, and they get people to follow them every day. That's why we sacrificed nearly 100 million babies to Moloch. It's a satanic worship.
Yeah. Well, but people say, where do you go to church? I go to all kinds of churches, and none of them will let me share my Bible prophecy. And his son was a doctor. I was friends with him 40 years, and he called me up and told me not to come back with my information. And then I was invited back, and I gave him CDs with Bible prophecy. And one lady told a friend, she says, I threw that right straight in the garbage. And I was listening to Dr. Jeremiah, and he was talking about all these pretenders. And I think he was reading my mind about all these pretenders. Lorraine Day, Dr. Lorraine Day, has an 800-page book, and it's got every conspiracy in it. And it's the Illuminati, the Masons, the Satanic Jews, the Kabbalists. Chuck Baldwin has teaching on the Kabbalists, and John Terrell has teaching on the Kabbalists. It's the Satanic Jews. The Rockefellers are converted Jews. They're not blood Jews. And they had a plan to take over the world, and they're working on that plan right now. And it's the Satanic Jews, the Illuminati, the Masons, that are behind this taking over the world government. Lorraine Day has that book. It's 800 pages. It's $50. And I sent it to a pastor, and I called him to see if he got it. He wouldn't return my call. I sent him an email, and he wouldn't even email me back. The churches do not want to know what is going on. And I've been in a half a dozen churches, and none of them will let me share my Bible prophecy.
I believe that. I do believe that. I really do, Mom.
They don't want to know.
They don't. They don't.
I had a little Bible study, and one lady said, oh, you can prove anything in the Bible if you take it out of context. I said, I check the Old Testament with the New Testament. And she says, oh, if you take it out of context, you can prove anything. And then this fellow spoke up and said, yeah, you can prove anything. People don't want to know the truth. And they come against me for telling it. And I chose a lonely path, and the Lord's all I got, and that's all I need. And I'm going to keep on fighting. And if they arrest me again, I called my niece and told her that Saudi Arabia, India, Russia, and China went off the dollar 1st of May. She called the police and said, I thought it was a prophet. I was too religious, and I was crazy. And three policemen arrested me. From now on, I'm not answering my door unless they have a warrant. And they said, would you go to the psychiatric ward to be evaluated? I said, not unless you arrest me. I am so dangerous, a widow lady, 75, that three policemen arrested me, and they took me to the hospital. Three policemen held me down, or security guards, and did a nose swab against my will. And they held me in the hospital for a week, and they told me I had to sign myself in, and I said, I won't. And they lied to me. They said, I have to sign for your medicine. And when I signed my medicine, they slipped the papers and signed myself in the hospital. And I told them, I am pleased to be arrested like the disciples. And they put me in a room and watched me and left me in there with my Bible. And I read my scriptures and sang my praises. And they took me out of that room and said, you're paranoid, delusional, and schizophrenic. And I said, I'm sure glad you didn't say I was pregnant or crazy.
Especially the pregnant part.
The whole time I was in there, and I told those people how to get delivered and saved. And there were a lot of brokenhearted people in there. And I decided to go to the people that are brokenhearted instead of these churches that don't want my information and won't listen. The whole time I was in the hospital, I told myself, all things work together for good, them that love the Lord and called according to his purpose.
Amen.
And there was a purpose for me to be there because I sent this little broken heart girl a book by Derek Prince, Father God, and she wrote me back and said she got saved because of that book I sent.
Hallelujah.
Praise
one
God.
Soul. All right, one soul with the whole world. Amen.
Something good did come out of something bad.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Bonnie. Yeah, thank you, sweetheart. Thanks for your courage. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless your heart.
I told you my whole life story.
You did? Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for sharing with the whole audience. God bless you, Bonnie. I appreciate you. You keep in touch, okay?
I'm going to support you, Pastor Butch.
Thank you. Thank you, sis. I tell you what, folks, what a testimony. Wow. What a testimony. Arrested for trying to share information with people. That's America living today. Wednesday night we have Coach Dave on. Let me tell you what happened to his pastor who was arrested. You're going to find out some trumped-up charges on that also. But this is where we are in America today, folks. And I have people out there that argue with me about the Constitution being the answer. I had one named Randy out of Georgia. It's all-time or Florida. All-time email and said, you're wrong. We can do it without the Bible. No, we can't, folks. Constitution is a piece of paper. It's worthless. Without Christ behind this, everything is worthless. Back at the break. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button. 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle's real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's carbon 60. A stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All righty, folks, we are back. I'm going to get back to the phone call in just a minute, I promise. Y'all keep calls coming in. We've got Mick on hold. We're getting in just a minute. But I want to share a few things, if you don't mind, before we go to Mick. Now, I just talking to Todd, the producer, during the break. Y'all heard Bond talking. Arrested a 75-year-old lady for trying to witness to people about what's going on. This is America today, folks. No wonder Putin called it Satanism. He's right on. And to prove that point, we have become so accustomed to sacrifice our children to Moloch. That's what we call it abortion. God calls it murder. Bible calls it abomination. We've done it millions and millions of times. And they ain't going to turn it loose, folks. The Satan worshipers, and they may not even know they're worshiping Satan, will not turn it loose. Planned Parenthood announced a mobile abortion unit will patrol Illinois borders. Now pay attention. Will patrol Illinois borders seeking babies to kill from neighboring states. My God in heaven, inventors of wickedness is what we are. Since the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade, Illinois had become an oasis to prevent future women, people of color, LGBTQIAs, and all of God's other children from entering this world, but why stop there? In an effort to combat states whose laws seek to protect innocent unborn lives, Planned Parenthood, America's top baby slaughtering outfit, is going mobile. On Monday, Planned Parenthood announced a new effort to make baby killing even easier for those from neighboring states where abortion, or where murder, I should say, has rightfully become illegal in their brand new retrofitted 37-foot RV. WTTW Chicago reports, the St. Louis Planned Parenthood office said that since June, the Fairview Heights Clinic has seen a 30% increase in murder patients, a rate of officials said was even higher than they anticipated. Patients from outside Missouri and Illinois increased by more than 340%. The mobile abortion clinic is a way to, the mobile murder clinic, excuse me, is a way to reduce travel times and distances in order to meet patients at the Illinois border, said Dr. Colleen McNicholas, Chief Medical Officer for Planned Parenthood St. Louis office. This will make a dramatic impact on their access. Putin called this Western Satanism. I have to agree with him. I truly do. I have to agree with him. We are one of the most inventive nations in the world in ways to do more evil. Folks, I don't have to, you're going, if you stand for the truth, if you really stand for the truth, just like Bond has done, and I have too, and Coach Dave has, and others, you're going to be persecuted and maybe prosecuted for what you say and believe. Oh, it's going to get a lot worse. It's going to get a whole lot worse. The true believers, judgment begins in the house of God. Those who truly serve Christ, it's going to get a whole lot worse. Understand that. That's not a threat or anything. That's just a fact, folks. It's going to get so bad that one day, as I've already talked to other people, say, well, I'm afraid to say anything. They might come get me. That's exactly why we're standing in this mess today, because the so-called Christians of America have become spineless, gutless, panty-wasted wimps, and the women become butches. I hate to use that's my nickname, but that's what they become. They become the leaders of the home. I know they go to church. I know they say they're Christians. They go to listen to women preachers and queers preaching. But they're good Christian people. I will just tell you this right up and down, folks. If you're attending a church that belongs to the government through the 501c3, you're not attending a church. You're attending a corporation. At best, you're going to hear nominal preaching. I am, as Bond says, a little bit dismayed and sometimes frustrated at the people that don't want to hear the truth. I never get called to share anything in any churches. I never get called to say, Pastor, I've heard your radio. Would you come and share some current events with us and tell us about the Bible? Would you show us prophecy, teach us prophecy of the Bible as a prophet yourself in New Testament teachings and show how this lines up in Scripture? Would you show me how your idea of triangulation works and how that works using history and current events in Bible to tell where we are in time? No one does that. No one invites me to do that. I'm not complaining. It's fine. I mean, I don't have time to do it or not anyway. But no one ever invites. No one ever asks. But that's where we are today, folks. People don't want to hear this because it messes up their whole plan for the rapture. mess up the whole plan for name it and claim it, easy living, once saved, always saved, all these damnable lies and doctrines. Mess them up because they don't want to hear this. It scares them. They don't want to believe it because it scares them. Folks, I don't like it either. I don't like the fact that U.S. just bought $209 million worth of radiation drugs after Putin ups nuclear threats. I don't like that. I have some radiation pills, if you want to call it that. I do. I'm not ashamed to admit that. That's called preparation. They're iodine pills. Hope we don't need them. But North Korea is flying more airplanes and near Russian near the South Korean border. I mean, 12 warplanes that they put up near the border of South Korea, and the South is bombing with 30 military aircraft in response. Folks, this is happening right now. Things are heating up all over the country. And I'll share this, get back to phone lines, on another deception we fell for, the COVID vaccine. Florida Surgeon General Joseph LaDapo on Friday released a statement saying that the virus, this is in Florida, folks, has raised the death of men between the ages of 18 and 39 of heart problems, has raised the death rate of men ages 18 to 39 with heart problems by 84%. They got the vaccine and died with heart problems. 84% increase in deaths of young men ages 18 to 39. But no one pays attention to that, do they? Did you hear ABC News? I didn't. You're not going to. CNN? No way. But that's what we face today. Let's go to Gary. I'm sorry. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just sent you a copy of the email from Major Surplus's Bible, okay?
Okay.
It's okay. About what Dion was talking about. You can sign up with them to receive their emails.
Okay. All right. And they sell survival supplies?
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep, they sure do.
Okay. All right.
Now, that looks like that lady there. What you talk to? She's a major hell's angel.
Yeah, what I'm saying? Yeah, I do. Bless her heart. She's got more courage than most men I know.
Oh, yeah. I hear me on that one. Plus, you can't be very helpful on Facebook. FX book.
I never have been on Facebook, so I don't know, but yeah.
Then there's this, he just signed it, so he, take away certain doctors' licenses.
Yes, yes. Yes, go ahead.
And so he's going to take away their licenses. He's
yes. Dreaming. Well, you know, this... Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew for sure. He's a devil incarnate, so to speak. Go ahead.
You
mean
an Edomite, don't you mean to say?
Yeah, exactly.
Edomite. Oh, by the way, Henry Kissinger croaked.
Oh, did he? I didn't know that. Wow. Wow,
it's
that's...
He's the one that laid in. Edomites.
Well, you know, it's sad that, I mean, there's no loss to the world for sure, but it's sad another soul going to hell, but that was his call. How old was he, Mick?
90-something.
I knew he was getting up there in years. How about that? I didn't know that.
I'm going to say this. May the son of a bitch burn in hell.
Well, he is. He is burning hell. No doubt about it. He is. No doubt. Well, Mick, thanks for calling. I'm going to jump on and get another call here. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it for the call. You know, and I don't particularly care for the choice of mixed words. I don't. But I do understand anger. I mean, the man was an antichrist, if you want to put it that way. Satan, a Satanist, if you want to put it that way also. I don't like to make you use a common language, so I appreciate doing it again, Mick, but he's right. He's nothing but he was a witch. A warlock, if you want to call him that, a male witch. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch.
Yes, sir.
You pushed two of my hot. You pushed two of my hot buttons again today.
Oh wow!
As you do sometimes. You know, the woman who called before was talking about. She said that she was going to quit going to these churches, you know, because nobody. And believe you me, I know something about that.
Yes,
as we've talked about, as we talked about in the past. But they all quote, you know, select scriptures. And I'll just give you an example of what I had to deal with over the years. You know, they will all quote in Corinthians, right? You know, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, that's a wonderful scripture, and we should cling to that. Okay, or they say, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Well, first of all, this is a, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I do not see none of the do.
I hear
a lot of the talking.
Oh, yeah.
I hear a lot of the talking, but I don't see hardly any of the do here. And I know that for a fact. And because I've been to most of those places, and the first thing they asked me, well, what church do you belong to? And I says, you know, I don't belong to any denomination. Well, this, that, and the other. I says, well, I believe that God called me to stand up for the preborn, and so that's what I do. And I say, you know, if I go to a Baptist church, you know, and I start talking and they say, well, are you a Pentecostal? And if I said yes, they would just block their ears off right there.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. You know, so I just stand on it. I say, well, God called me. You know, in one sense, Butch, and I have people don't seem to understand this, that, you know, God's word, you know, it's forever. It never changes. It's forever.
I agree.
And we, this, the sword of the Spirit is every word that's written in the Holy Writ from the end and in the beginning until the amen at the end of Revelation. You know, see, it's there for all of us. You know, so I believe that God called me through the Scripture. That said, if you, Gary, forbear to deliver those who are drawn unto death and those who are ready to be slain, if you, Gary, say, I knew it not, do it not he that ponder the heart consider it, and will he not render to every man according to his works?
Amen.
And so it was that was one of the main things that put me out trying to evangelize for the preborn. And so you know, I do that because of the word of God.
Amen.
But now I believe that God speaks to me in His Spirit. I'm just a dumb old hillbilly. I was going to say like you, but you ain't dumb. but I'm not the brightest. You know, light in the room. I assure you that, but I'm not the darkest either. And so I do have, God did give me a little common sense. And so throughout, you know, before it was just 21 churches that I went to, now it's 28. And,
wow.
And still only about five of them would let me speak. But as I said before, God is moving. So I do have a few more people on the street. I can't believe this. I've been out here for 6 years. On the street. Finally, the leader of the Republican Party came out with me the other day, and I put a sign in his hand and it said, vote anti-abortion. You know, so,
uh-huh.
You never know, you know. Just keep doing. If you're out there serving God, just keep serving God. That's I can tell anybody, you know,
well,
whether you're on
way,
the street, whether you're in.
How did the guy react to that?
Oh, he took it. He was glad to take it.
Okay,
you know,
good.
Now, I have talked to him. I have talked to him before in the past. And over at the Republican headquarters, he has let me put my signs and stuff up in front of the headquarters there.
Good for him.
I've done it a few times. But I just don't do it over there very often because it's a road that hasn't got very much traffic.
Right.
You know, okay. So, you know, on Highway 70, like I've told you in the past. Now, we only do it for an hour, Butch, because it's hot here and we're all old. Or elderly, if it makes people feel better. But when the people go shopping on Wednesday morning, because that's when the shopping news comes out. So, you know, all these cars pass me up. And like I said, I will count the cars. And they'll be anywhere from 500, 600, 700 cars that go by. And a lot of them have two or more people in it. So I just encourage my team. I say, hey, look, we just preach the gospel without saying a word.
That's right.
We let the signs speak for us. You know, and like I keep telling people, you know, some people are shy. They're just like that. I mean, I was like that for a long time. And but just get out there, and God will be with you. I promise he will. Because he promised he will. It's not what Gary says. It's what he said. And but I'll get off of here. I didn't mean to monopolize.
That's all right.
Time,
good call. Thanks,
so,
Gary.
So very, very, very much for your patience, even with me. And you tell your lovely wife we will continue to pray for her. She gets up out of that chair.
Please do.
Bless
Thank
God.
You. Thank you. Thanks for the call, the sweet guy. And he's been out there, like I said, a lot of years, folks, working to save the unborn children. But now, as you just read to you, Illinois, come out with the RV, goes around the borders to kill babies. This is, you know, that's they're paid hitmen, what they are, paid hit people. They're getting paid to do this, obviously. These people call themselves doctors. They're hypocrites and they're liars. No doctor takes a life of an unborn child or anyone because they think they're useless or don't want them around, whatever excuse may be. Again, the worship of Moloch has not went away. It hadn't come close to going away. It's just caused more dissension among the people, and that's good. I mean, hey, a righteous man cannot peaceably coexist with evil. A righteous man cannot peaceably coexist with evil. If you're coexisting with evil and not having problems, you're not a righteous individual. You're not a righteous individual. As a matter of fact, you're a hypocrite. If you can live with evil and never cause a confrontation because of your convictions, then you have no convictions. No, you don't. You don't. Don't tell me you do. You're a liar. You have no convictions. Convictions will require you, demand you to stand on what you know is right. See, a lot of people have what we call druthers. Druthers. They'd rather have it one way, but they're okay if they don't. So they'd rather be that way, but if it isn't, it's okay with them. That's just the way people are as a whole. I mean, if you agree with me, because this is what I feel. Oh, I hate that word. My feelings do not matter. No, yours don't either. It's what thus saith the word of God. Feelings do not enter into this, folks. Faith is all that matters. Whatever thus saith the word of God, that's what matters. Not my feelings. Not how I feel about something. Don't ask me how I feel about something. I'll tell you what the Bible says, what I believe. You want my opinion? I'll show you where to find it in the book. So, yeah, if you live in this world without any confrontation, and bless Bond's heart, you heard what she said. If you live in this world without any confrontation, you're compromising. I didn't stutter. You're compromising. You're a hypocrite. You're a liar. You're denying Christ every day. And Christ said in Matthew 10, if you deny me before people, I'll deny you before my Father. So understand where you're going. You cannot serve two masters. You can't serve this world and your feelings and what you think's right and serve God at the same time, folks. He doesn't take part-time servants. It doesn't work that way. No more than my wife, Marcia, would take a part-time husband. I guarantee you that wouldn't fly with her. Not for one second. 51 years I married that woman. She never compromised one time on me having another woman. It ain't going to happen. So when you think that you can serve two masters, or you can serve, we'll say, if you're married, serve two spouses. One spouse, you can cheat on your spouse, can buy with it, it's okay. You're an idiot. And the same thing goes to serving Christ. Now, you can't serve Satan or serve yourself or other people part-time and say, I'll serve Christ when it's convenient. Serving Christ isn't always convenient, folks. Serving Christ sometimes will lead you into conflicts that you maybe not don't feel comfortable with, but he'll lead you into it anyway. And if you're laid into it, he'll give you the means to take care of what's going on. I don't mean physical conflict, at least not yet. I'm talking about spiritual conflict. Wars of words, so to speak. Taking time to show truth and quote truth to people that don't want to hear the truth. You run into these conflicts, folks. If you're standing for truth, you can't help it. That's the world we live in today. We got 3 minutes left. If you want to call, you still have time. 844-769-2944. If you want to get into battle, you want to slay a dragon, so to speak, for Christ's glory, pick one. There's lots of dragons that need slaying. Lots of them. Gary chose to save life unborn babies. That's his dragon that he's slaying. He's fighting the murder industry, the Moloch worshipers. But maybe you want to fight the Diana worshipers, the Esther worshipers, the LGBTQ, whatever they are, perverts. They're now all over TV, every day in front of children and adults alike, in movies with superheroes. Maybe that's your calling to fight them. I've been called to go after all of them from time to time, different places. But maybe your concentration is to go after these evil perverts that are killing our children. This is just as Putin said. We're trying to kill the children's souls. But see, the dragons are out there. If you're not fighting at least one of them, then my brother and my sister, you're not in the kingdom of God. You're not in the kingdom of God. He's raising up warriors today to stand. And these last days we're living in, he say, are you sure it's last days? I know we're getting in, according to the road signs, we're getting down close to the last days. I'm not predicting times. I don't do that. That's totally insane to try to predict times and dates. But I will tell you this. As time goes along, true believers are going to get scarcer. There'll be a few. You always have a remnant. But you're going to find out real soon, and already are finding out who the true believers are. The ones who go to church 3 or 4 times a week and never get involved in anything for fights and standing for the truth, folks, they're not true believers. They are part-time servants at best. And that's all I can say about that. Let's take one more call. Let's go to Gene in Ohio. Gene, come on in. You got about less than a minute, about 30 seconds.
Hi, Pastor Butch. This is a tip, a survival tip in times of need, like if somebody had dropped a dirty bomb. Contact your local ham operators. Find out who they are and stay in touch with them. They can stay on the air no matter what most of the time. Thank you very much.
Hey, good call. Good point. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate that. Very good point. Good call. I like it. That's a very good call. Folks, about our time for tonight. Well, grace God, I'll see you tomorrow night with our guest. We're talking about the bombings in Buffalo pro-life clinic and why the FBI is not helping find the culprits. See you there. Good night. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.